Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. Hey, Claude, I just watched your Instagram story, so I know the answer to this question, but how are you doing?
Jackie, I appreciate the question. I really do. You've always been so supportive, but I'm so unwell. You guys, I legit got home 1 minute ago. Like, I just got home, and the next thing I know, my alarm is going off. I've gotten home, like, super late in my life, but I've never gotten home and to the point where the newspaper is still sitting outside your building and they haven't picked it up yet. Like, that's how late I got home. Then there was a huge bundle of newspapers, and I wanted to be helpful, so, like, I brought it in, and I was literally home with the newspaper. What time did they deliver the paper, you think?
Really early, like 5 or 6, probably.
Yeah, that's when I got home. And, like, for no good reason at all. Like, Claudia, what did you do? Nothing. Like, I just
well,
sat.
Well, we do want to know what you did, but I think it's also because, like, knowing that you were doing at-home recording, like, you could stay up till the break of dawn.
It gave me this, like, this freedom.
Joie de vivre. Joie de vivre.
Yes! It gave me a joie de vivre. You're right. Like, that's why I was able to let go.
Yeah, just let go and let God. And I'm glad that you had a great night. Tell us about it so we can live vicariously through you. Some of us are on, like, day 5 of, you know, isolating quarantine and have had very polar opposite evenings.
No, I mean, it's really – the thing about my evening was that it's so achievable. You know, there was really nothing – I didn't, like, do anything fabulous. I sat in someone's apartment. We're living in COVID. I was with 3 of my friends. But, you know, we haven't seen each other in a while. We were catching up, listening to show tunes, drinking – and next thing I know, I look at my phone, it says 4. I'm like, what? But also, do you want to die? So Ben was home. And I was having a hard time. I was at my friend's apartment. They have a Sonos. I'm trying to connect my stupid fucking phone to the Sonos. And my Spotify is, like, being all weird. And it ends up not working. Whatever. Ben sends me a text message. And he's like, what the fuck did you just do? Literally, I was dead asleep, and the Spotify in my bedroom went on because I was, like, futzing with Spotify. And he was like, it scared the shit out of me. Like, I was fast asleep. Spotify comes blasting out of the TV. He was so mad at me, understandably. Like, I was wrong. And it was, I was like, that's, like, the level of fucked up I was. Like, I had no idea what was going on around me.
Well, that's, like, really crazy, and that would really piss me off, too. But
yeah.
Also, Sonos, like, let's just take a moment to rag on Sonos.
Yes.
Because Sonos is, like, the only game in town, apparently, just to play music from your phone to a speaker. Really shouldn't be that hard. Like, we're living in the future. And it's garbage.
No. You literally woke up this morning, and you could speak any language. Anyone. And you decide to speak facts.
Yeah.
Did you lie? No.
No, the fact that Sonos is, like, the only game in town, and people are going to message you and be like, no, but there's Bose
no,
and this
like
and that.
My like, house has no. A great Sonos. Everyone thinks their house is Sonos is, like, the best.
Everywhere you go, like, it's if you want to play music from your phone, like, it's Sonos, and it sucks.
Sucks. I've never met a Sonos that didn't have some problem. Like, whether it's a connectivity issue, it's all these fucking issues. You're so right.
No, you literally have to be Elon Musk to set it up.
I didn't remember that. So I am in, like...
So thanks, Sonos.
I am in rare form today. And, well, it's not that rare because it happens all the time. But I'm in rare form and, like, I'm... The second this podcast is over, like, I'm a dead woman. Like, dead. But I got up for that. Like, I should be asleep right now. This is a crime against humanity.
Yeah, no, it is so crazy that you got up. I mean, we had to do a show today, so you really didn't have a choice. I don't know what I would have been fine if you just never called me back.
Well, I was thinking, I'm like, what if I just didn't, you know, show up?
At a certain point, I would just have thrown in the towel. Like, I really wouldn't have tried that hard.
Wait, you guys want to hear something stunning? Well, you might not hear it, but the people on my mic will.
Okay. Oh. Is that stunning? You do that every morning.
It's a LaCroix
at the studio.
Lemon. Yeah, but I never do it on the show.
No, I know, but I've heard the sound, and I find it irritating.
Lemon. Oh, wow. Okay. You find it irritating?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, not ASMR-y at all.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. The sounds of LaCroix. Lemon naturally essence sparkling water.
Beautiful. You should chug that.
Okay, give me 1 second. Talk.
Oh, God. And then you're going to have so many burps. Great. Well, we have a good enough show for you today.
You're right. I have to stop. Oh, my God. They're already coming. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Don't you dare.
Right before we started recording. I burped away from the mic.
Right before we started recording, I was like, 3, 2, bitch burps.
Wait, also, I'm sitting at my dining room table, which, you know, in the past year has become like everyone's office. And I guess Ben was working here last night, and he has, like, a little piece of paper with notes from his
meeting. What does that say?
Yeah, it has little notes from his meeting, and it says, he's so cute. Like, I love him. Presentation notes. Communicate passion. Those are 4 words that literally aren't English. Like, stop. Wait, like, stop. I seriously, maybe I'm just drunk still, but, like, that don't make sense. Like,
okay, no. So he either took notes from a presentation or for a presentation. And then I guess like the highlight and the only thing that he needed to note was that he needs to communicate passion.
The thing, by the way, and we have a lot of passions and we are very encouraging for people to follow their passions. And I feel like maybe yeah. Ben has been listening to the toast.
I agree. Or maybe you could show him how to communicate his passion, or he could just listen to an episode of The Redheads.
I agree.
Because that's all about communicating your passions. And speaking of which, we have a new episode dropping in a week on Thursday.
What's the book?
The Four Winds by Kristen Hannah. It is like the book of the moment, historical fiction, depression era. And Kristen Hannah is just like the author of the moment. So everyone check it out. I think it's going to be a really great read.
I was just really feeling like her name was Christine Hannah. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been. Just one E missing.
No, you're so right. It could have been.
Anything could happen.
Thank God there was no television on last night, so we don't have a TV recap, but we are going to recap our toast movie of the week, which was Coming to America, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, me too. I really enjoyed. So yesterday I was watching Victoria still, and then I switched to Coming to America, and then I went back to Victoria. So it was like a very royal day for me. And there were so many similarities, honestly, between the two. Like, I'm not even shitting you.
By the way, I read somewhere, and by read somewhere, I mean I saw it in the Facebook group, that the stars, Victoria and the man, are actually dating in real life. Do you know that?
I know. And even more interesting than that is that the star, whose name is Jenna Coleman, was like once linked to Prince Harry. And Prince Harry was like very sweet on her, but she chose the castmate who plays Prince Albert instead of him. And her last long-term boyfriend was Richard Madden from Game of Thrones. So this is a woman.
Oh, he is hot. He's a hot man.
This is a
man.
Woman of taste.
Oh, we live for... She's also a woman with choices. Like,
no,
so
with
many...
choices, like, she could have... Like, she could be with anyone, it seems. And I like her choice. Also, it would be crazy if, like, she played a queen on a TV show and then became, like, a princess if she stayed with Harry. But I also feel like
that's
maybe
art playing... imitating life.
I know, but I also feel like maybe playing Victoria, like, made her realize how treacherous it is to be a royal. Like,
oh,
no
that's
shit.
Possible.
You know?
By the way, is it a story or did you see Prince Harry doing like a James Corden bullshit?
Yep, don't worry. I have that for you.
Okay, because I have things to say.
I knew that you would, and I figured today would be the day that we would want to hear about it.
I'm embarrassed for him.
I know, but I'm also like happy for him because I feel like this, like things
that's
like
what he
this
wanted.
Are, things like this are why they Megxited.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And it's worth mentioning, I didn't even watch the video, but...
Of course not, me neither.
I only needed to see the thumbnail.
I saw still images. Yeah.
Same.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to bump that up to story number one, and we're going to get into the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Okay, honestly, I don't feel like I am in any sort of shape to be reading these sponsors. Like, seriously, I think you need to go into your email and read them. Do you mind?
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Wow.
I wanted to do it. Like, I have them pulled up. But
yeah, no, I know that you did. The words are just,
they're just blurring in front of me. And we owe Curtsy more than that. We really do.
Oh, we really do. So today's episode is brought to you by Curtsy. I love Curtsy because when you're shopping and you're a real woman like Claudia and I, it's easy to find your size.
We are real women. Like, we're so real.
Yeah, no, Curtsy has the coolest pieces, and I've been going on there so much to find, like, cool pieces for spring. After sitting in the same sweatpants all year, we've decided to freshen up our wardrobes and have been shopping and selling on Curtsy. We love it because they have sickening pieces at thrift store
they
prices
really do.
Delivered to you. So I actually was on Curtsy, and I was like, you know me, looking for, like, a designer fanny
for
pack.
For an investment. And they had
a new investment, of course. I was just on the stock market.
Of course.
And they had such cool items. You guys have to check out Curtsy. I think you would absolutely love it. And as much as I love investing, I also love selling my investments. And Curtsy is a wonderful place for that, too. So Curtsy is just the perfect marketplace for fashionistas like us. The app has all of our favorite brands, like Urban Outfitters, Princess Polly, Free People, Levi's, like all of these different brands at great prices, up to 70% off. Selling clothes can be such a pain in the arse, which is why my closet is always overflowing.
Yeah.
But Curtsy has actually made the selling process so easy, literally anyone can do it. And sometimes it's hard to know how to price your items, but Curtsy suggests a price, which is so helpful. If you don't have a printer, they'll mail you a shipping label for free, which I also love because I never know how to use my printer. And the coolest part is when you get... is when you get to instantly cash out to your debit card. So Claude and I have shopped on Curtsy. We absolutely love it. We highly recommend it. It is, like, especially as we're really getting into, like, spring cleaning right now. So
yes,
you need to be shopping and you need to be selling and you need to be downloading Curtsy. If you want a sustainable way to get Brandy, Urban, Champion, and Lulu delivered directly to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code TOAST for 15% off your first order. Search for Curtsy in the App Store, spelled CURTSY, and enter promo code TOAST for 15% off your first order. Download the Curtsy app and enter promo code TOAST. Well, you know what? Curtsy is the perfect segue into our sad royal news of the day.
Before the SRN, I have to tell you something.
Oh, what?
Jackie, I have a confession.
Oh, goodness gracious. Whatever could it be?
I don't think I'm a fashionista.
I know what you are.
I'm a Maxinista.
I see right through you.
I'm a Maxinista, and I'm proud.
You are a Maxinista. And honestly, but Curtsy, like, also caters towards Maxinistas. Like, and that's
okay.
Why I love it.
That's good, because I just wanted to make sure I was being seen as a Maxinista.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry that I put you in the fashionista category.
It when I'm so clearly
again.
A Maxinista.
Yeah. No, it's true. I feel like for what you are.
You know, I hope at least TJ Maxx won some sort of award for that campaign because it was brilliant.
You know, like, that ad campaign lives in your mind rent free.
And by the way, I don't think I'm unique in that. I think people our age use the word Maxinista like more than you would think. Like, I think it's a part of their everyday vernacular.
Yeah. No, I agree. I could see that.
But you're not a Maxinista.
No, unfortunately not.
You're a fashionista, for sure.
Thank you. Or as Cameron Westcott would say, a fashionista. Do you ever notice how she says fashionista?
She does say things weirdly.
Yeah, well, she has an accent.
Does she?
But I think it's... Yeah, she's Texan.
I guess,
but also,
yeah,
like, Montecito.
Yeah, she's from California.
Okay, speaking of Montecitos and Curtsy, Prince Harry vows he will never walk away from the royal family despite stepping back from the role. Prince Harry is speaking out about his decision to leave his royal life in Britain behind. A candid Harry laid bare some of the reasons he and wife Meghan Markle made the move to California during an appearance on The Late Late Show with James Corden on Thursday night. Airing just days after it was announced that the couple would not officially return as working royals, the prince made it clear that he will never walk away from his family or waver in his dedication to helping others. Quote, it was never walking away, it was stepping back rather than stepping down. It was really a difficult environment, as I think a lot of people saw. We all know what the British press can be like. It was destroying my mental health. This is toxic, so I did what any husband and what any father would do, which is I need to get my family out of here, but we never walked away.
Okay, like, I don't really care about... like the Megxit stuff, like I'm with them.
Yeah, like
I'm
him
with
saying
them.
The same thing over again.
Yeah, you got me. I know it's toxic. I'm here for you. I support your decision. I just like can't get past like Prince Harry being on James Corden. And don't get me wrong, like I'm a big James Corden fan, but something about this is so losery and like tacky. I can't explain it. I don't know why it's bothering me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, but this is what they wanted. Like this is right. Just like celeb stuff to do. To like
celeb
be on a double decker and FaceTime your wife, like it's very, you know, Kelly Ripa.
Yes.
And you know, like if I were a royal, like I think I would want to say I would want to be a royal, but some people just want to be like Kelly Ripa, and I
understand it. I can't stress enough. You know, I'm on their side to the best for your family, for your mental health, but something. Something about their rollout so far has been really elegant. You know, they're only doing, you know, Spotify partnership, Netflix. Like, they're so premium. And I don't mean this in any bad way. Like, I love James Corden. But something about, like, hearing about the royal news on a YouTube video from James Corden, like, that's where I watch, like, Carpool Karaoke. It's just, like, it's too much.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And also, I feel like if their first press engagement was this Oprah interview coming out in March, like that would, whatever they say there, I'm sure like they'll kind of segue into opening the door for like more of them being celebrities. Mm-hmm. And then it would feel just like a natural progression of things. But for the first time, we're seeing him to be on James Corden and like not Oprah, not in like a
yep.
very serious capacity. I think it's weird. I think they kind of they should have like just flipped that order of things, because I think once Oprah happens, like they are going to tell their story, and I think a lot of people are going to understand where they're coming from and, you know, make peace with the fact that they are just celebrities now, and then we're going to start seeing them everywhere.
Yeah, and by the way, I think that we haven't seen them in that way yet because we're still in a pandemic, and I think if we weren't, like, they would just be regular A-list celebrities hanging out with, you know, Beyonce and the Obamas, like.
Yes, no, I think if we weren't in a pandemic, they would have already been at the Met Gala, they would have been
yeah.
at the Oscars, like, they would have been everywhere, like, we would be 1 year into the rollout, but we're still right. at, like, day zero, sort of.
Yeah, so I agree, like, I think when I heard they were doing an interview, it was with Oprah, like it tracked for everything they've been doing, which is like super refined, not a lot of press, very elegant, you know, choosing specifically, being very strategic about, and I'm surprised that he spoke out before that interview because it just felt weird.
Yeah, I agree. Something went wrong there.
Someone's getting fired.
Yeah. But other than that, once again, like happy they're doing what's best for their family.
Of course.
And their growing family at that.
Yes, of course, of course. People think, you know, Meghan Markle was like sending a message. She's having a girl because she wore a pink ring. Like, where do these people have the time
to come up?
She also
wore a blue dress.
I can't.
No, I truly can't.
No, you can't? I can't.
Okay, next story. A little more celeb behind the scenes. Billie Eilish has a new documentary where she reveals a secret boyfriend and past self-harm.
Oh, she's a boyfriend?
Yes, she has a boyfriend. She has a new documentary on Apple TV Plus called Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry. She talks about being obsessed with Justin Bieber and crying into her pillow because she was like so obsessed with him. She also talks about meeting him at Coachella. She talks about her connection with her fans and other big things in her life. So I think that will be actually very interesting.
Yeah, I don't have Apple TV, and I don't see myself getting the...
So how are you going to watch WandaVision?
That's on Disney Plus.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I won't watch this because like I don't have the streaming platform, and I'm not gonna get the streaming platform just to stream this documentary. But love Billy, live your life, girl, make your coin. But I unfortunately will not be participating.
Yeah, I feel that as well. Like, but I think that for those who do watch and like for her fans, like I think it will probably wind up being an amazing documentary. She's extremely fascinating. My plate runneth over, and now I am like so in a historical era. Like I think it will be months before I come out of it.
Oh, you and are now, never watching Billie Eilish.
No, and now it's like I'm watching these shows, and I'm like, wait, but now I want to read a book about Queen Victoria,
right?
Like, and there's so many other monarchs. Like I could be here for a very long time. So
I think that's wonderful. We have nothing but time.
We have nothing but time. Also, in the documentary, she reveals a relationship with Brandon Q. Adams, which ended in 2019. So I guess now she's single, but at one point
she
wasn't.
Wait, so she is dating Brandon Quincy Adams?
Yes, she is.
Cute.
Oh, she froze.
Can you see me?
Now I can see you.
Now this might be a hot take. You know what? I'm not in the mood to start fights with people. Like, I'm already getting so much shit for my hot takes on adults who go to Disney. And I'm just
Oh, my God. I saw
they fucking
what's
came,
going on.
They came for me.
What did they say to you?
A lot of them? Like, really? They said, go fuck yourself. Like,
respectable?
You know, honestly, it wasn't anything too bad. Nothing I couldn't handle. But they didn't like what I had to say. And, you know, we live in a world where... Well, sorry, we live in a country where you can really say whatever you want. And I feel like I'm really like pushing the limit on that freedom. And it might soon be taken away from me.
Yeah, I feel like you're just scratching the surface.
Oh, of course. And I stand by what I said about adults who go to Disney. It's fucking weird.
Okay, well, our next story is some really, really exciting news.
Is it the really, really exciting news that's brought to you by Bruce?
Oh, yes, but you know, you don't have to worry about the segues today. And also because like I'm doing the stories, like I could just like do
well,
segue
I didn't want
myself.
I didn't want you to forget cuz like
no, I wasn't. I was actually just like going to I was working on my segue. Exciting news for me. Exciting news. Actually, my segue was going to be shit.
No, that's fine. I'll just sit here quietly.
Okay, well, you know what? It is a very exciting story brought to you by a very exciting brand, Bruce. Bruce, as you guys know, is our one true tooth brush. We absolutely...
Our one... honestly, it's our one true Louvre.
It really is. Bruce is the toothbrush that you need in your life. Claudia and I have been using ours for a while now, and I can see the difference in my teeth.
100%.
And so can my dentist.
Yep.
My teeth feel squeaky clean, like that feeling you get when you just had your braces off, or for me, like when I just went to the dentist and like my teeth are like... You know, my shiny teeth and me.
Oh, Jackie.
Yes.
I've got beef between my teeth. It would be lost without my brush.
Yes. Yes. Love that jingle. Like, it's literally so true. When I have beef between my teeth, like, Bruce is like, this is nothing. We got you, girl. So you guys want to get on the Bruce train. It has 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. It has a 4-week battery life, which is so impressive. So when you take it on a trip, you don't also need to bring the whole charging station unless you're going somewhere for more than 4 weeks. It has a magnetic charging stand and a compact travel case. There's a subscription program, so you never forget to change your brush head. Bruce ships you new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn down brush head. The sleek design is super modern, aesthetically pleasing, comes in trend-driven seasonal colors and Pliny colors. They left that out of the copy, but they're trend-driven seasonal colors and Pliny colors. And they look great on your bathroom counter. If you watch my home tour, you saw my Bruce. Like, my Bruce is just such a big part of my life now, and I just want to thank Bruce for coming into my life.
My shiny Bruce and me.
Yeah. So if you want to be as enamored with your Bruce as we are, get 15% off your Bruce toothbrush kit and refill plan when you use promo code TOAST at Bruce.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruce.com. Okay. Are you ready for our next story?
I don't know if I am, honestly. If I'm being honest, which I like to be honest with our audience. I don't know.
I think you're about to be, because we're going from Bruce to Bruno Mars, who's announcing a new single and an album on the way. You guys, this is so exciting. Like, you know how much I love Bruno Mars. I named my fucking dog after him. And now he is back. After an almost 2-year hiatus, the 35-year-old singer announced that he is releasing a new song and album. On his Instagram on Thursday, he shared that he teamed up with Anderson .Paak for a new band called Silk Sonic. He said, "We locked in and made an album. The band's called Silk Sonic. First song drops next Friday, March 5th, with special guest host Bootsy Collins." Okay,
it's so
this
interesting.
Sounds amazing.
How Bruno Mars is like really always wanting to be a part of an ensemble.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like a man who respects like other talented musicians, and we absolutely love to see that.
Yeah, I mean, Bruno Mars could literally release a track that's like a sound, like a recording of his farts, and I would think it was brilliant. Like whatever
no,
he puts
out, it would
up,
be brilliant. It
right.
would be brilliant. It's not just like us blindly standing. Like it would
no.
be redefining music.
I feel like if we were to look at this, you know, these last 10, 15 years at a glance, I think Bruno Mars is probably the most influential, talented music artist of our generation. Like, I think he's up there with, like, the Adeles and the Beyoncés.
Yeah, no, but I also think in so many ways, like, Bruno Mars, you could not find one person who does not like Bruno Mars's music. Not one.
Right, of different generations.
Of everyone walking the earth.
Yeah.
I really think so. I'm sure someone's going to comment, "Well, I don't like
it." I met Bruno Mars once and he was really red.
Yeah, no, his music is so amazing. I'm so happy that he's coming back. That's exactly what we need right now to carry us into like the final phase of quarantine.
Yeah.
And to get us excited for a summer to remember.
Oh yeah, like if I'm not out at a club this summer banging my head against a wall to the beat of Bruno Mars and his new band, then I don't want it.
No, I don't want it. Send it back.
Send it back. Return to sender.
And as much as I'm so excited about this new music, let me tell you who's more excited. Bruno Sweets.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that little man.
He's been walking around the apartment like, "Hey, Mom, pop, it's showtime.
Showtime.
I'm like, Bruce, you're so sweet.
Oh my God. Bruno Sweets is so sweet. And
he's so sweet.
I haven't seen him.
Like, it's too much sweet. No, I know. He misses you so much. He misses everyone. Like, he always is, like, grabbing my phone and calling Knowles. And I'm like, "Listen, she's not going to pick up. Like, she doesn't want to talk to you."
Yeah, no, she's, like, kind of a bitch.
No, it's like, so hurtful. We just, like, sit in bed, like, getting our calls declined from Snitch and Knowles.
Okay, well, like, I'm literally having, like, so many problems over here.
Like, okay, so you want to keep it moving?
No, I just want to talk about my problems. Like, I can't stop burping. And by the way, this happened last time we were on the toast and I was hungover. Like, my nose when I'm hungover gets so, like, I get a cold. I sound nasally as fuck right now.
Yeah.
But those are just some of my problems, not to, you know, make it about me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess some of my problems right now are, like, I get really sweaty when we do the podcast from home.
Because we have to turn our air conditioning off because the sound fucks up.
I don't even turn my air conditioning on because my apartment is just, like, naturally cold. If anything, I turn my heat on. But I always start with, like, a sweater. I take the sweater off, and I'm, like, still sweating. So
yeah.
That's what's new with me.
Where do you get sweaty? I get sweaty behind my knees when we podcast, always.
Oh, no. It's my arm. It's the armpits for me.
That's so vintage.
Yeah. It's, like, so typical. Okay. This next story.
That's what
I
meant.
Think,
not vintage.
Like, basic.
Yeah.
It's like OG.
Typical. That was the perfect word. That was exactly what I was thinking.
Great. Should I head to thesaurus.com for more
Sure.
Words?
I've got all day.
Are you ready for our next story? I'm curious to get your thoughts on it.
Yes.
Twitter has launched Superfollow. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. Like, Twitter, seriously,
which is borrowing OnlyFans' strategy to charge for tweets. Twitter is preparing to launch paid tweets with the new Superfollow system, which will work a little like Patreon or OnlyFans. Announced during the company's investor presentation, Superfollow will offer a new way for those with followings on Twitter to monetize that audience with everything from exclusive content to special badging.
Yeah, here's the thing, and this might be a hot take. If you have, like, a lot of followers on Twitter, I just feel like you're the worst.
Just say it.
You're the worst.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree. You're, like, the more followers you have on Twitter, the worse you are.
And the more scared I am of you. It's like, how many people's necks did you fucking step on to get those followers? Like, I just think it's crazy. And I think Twitter is the most evil platform. And can you imagine paying? Like, I don't even want to see your tweets for free, let alone
you couldn't,
paying. I work
you
so
couldn't
hard.
Pay me to look at them.
Yeah, you could, right. Exactly. So anyone who thinks, any creator, whether whatever space you're in, if you think this is something you might be interested in, just know I hate you.
Yeah, no, like, here's the thing. I don't think anyone who's, like, looking to monetize their audience is going to, like, now move to Twitter and, like, try and build it there. But I do think people with existing big audiences on Twitter will try and do this. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but I don't think, like, you know, the people of OnlyFans or Patreon, like, I have no plans in moving our business over.
No one's going to move their business. So the people who would do this are people on Twitter with big followings. And either that's celebrities. Celebrities are not going to charge people for content. They make way more money doing other things. And it's honestly like a losery thing to do. So celebrities aren't doing it. But the people on Twitter with big platforms are like reporters. No one wants to fucking pay. There's a million free news sources. Who the fuck would pay to see some special reporter's special tweets? Like, who cares?
No, or if they're really, like, even that interested, they'll subscribe to the newspaper.
Like, yeah, of course. No, like, yeah. Twitter has become this stagnant platform that really will never evolve, but will also never go away. It's like a weird part of the social media ecosystem that, mm-hmm. like, has literally no future. But it will be here in the future. It's like a necessary, it just existed in this weird way. And it's become the worst fucking platform of all time. And honestly, I hope it fails.
Yeah, no, so do I. I think if they had launched this a few years ago, which they wouldn't have because they stole the idea from like OnlyFans. But if they had launched it like before all these other platforms, if they thought of it themselves, then it might have been successful. But, you know, it's like Reels.
You know, and they're
We're
also
good.
Now doing
We're good Twitter, on Reels.
Twitter Voices, which is a ripoff of Clubhouse.
Oh. By the way, do you find that, like, your phone gets
yes.
so dead? And it's not even, like, yesterday we didn't even chat on Clubhouse, so it's just, like, Clubhouse running
the
in the
notifications
background of my phone.
Are insane.
Okay, the notifications, I need to, like, unfollow most people because, like, unless it's you launch in a chat room, like, I genuinely don't care. Actually, no, there's a few people who, like, when they join, I do want to hear what they have to say, like, that they're, like, really smart people.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's, like, all these fucking, like, random-ass people I followed when I first signed up, and now it's, like, every time they're in a room, my phone is, like, lighting the fuck up. It's so, like, it's draining my battery and my mental, like, strength.
Yeah, but I also just think even if you turned off notifications, like, first of all, you should be able to just have notifications on for, like, some people that you follow. That way you don't only follow, like, four people. But even if you turn off notifications, I think the app just, like, being on your phone uses so much battery. And that's just, like, something they're going to have to work on.
Can we take a moment to appreciate how I feel like I said something, like, really, really smart, and I'm, like, so, like, I'm so brain dead right now, but I feel like my point about Twitter, like, being stagnant, but, like, never evolving, but always existing, I feel like I'm literally a professor.
Yeah, no, you're completely on point. Like, Twitter won't go anywhere because it's, like, the place for, like, breaking news and sports.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is not going to become anything more than that, like, anytime soon. And no, but, like, also it is a
I'm
big
a genius.
It's a part of, like, the big of, like, big tech. It's like Facebook, Google,
it's one
Twitter.
Of the big companies, but it's literally, like, the biggest loser out of all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm so smart.
If you plan on monetizing your tweets, good luck.
No, seriously, like, Godspeed. But you're also a loser.
No, but also, like, why not OnlyFans or Patreon? I think those are two amazing platforms,
right? And, like, expand, girlfriend, like, go fly.
Yeah. Okay, this next fifth and final story, I just, like, didn't really, like, know what to pick. And so I thought this was an interesting
Honestly,
story.
At least you're honest.
It's a little ad news.
Oh, God.
The first commercial showing lactating breasts will air during the Golden Globes. This advertisement is a small step for one brand and a big step for women everywhere. Parenthood brand Freedom Mom is set to air what is believed the first commercial ever to show lactating breasts on television. It will run during the 2021 Golden Globe Awards on NBC this Sunday. Oh, wait, also just wanted to talk about the fact that the Golden Globes are on Sunday and we need to decide, like, are we watching them?
Okay, honestly, the fact that there is a commercial with breasts during the Golden Globes is, like, great. It's great synergy.
Yeah, I hope that the commercial like references that, but I don't
right,
think
like her taking out her Golden Globes.
Yeah, be like, you're watching the Golden Globes?
Here's by the way, I don't know if you remember this, but like back in the day, like my first like brush with controversy, do you remember, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Like, I think we all know, like, I used to have, like, a really problematic Twitter, and, like, when I was, like, 16, I tweeted something that, like, I was in the doctor's office, and there was a woman breastfeeding, and, like, you know me, I'm, like, 16, I'm like, boobies, like, I couldn't believe it, and I wrote this tweet that was, like, breastfeeding in public should be a crime.
Oh, God.
And it got, like, put in some, like, Reddit mom, like, thread, or like it got picked up by like the Breastfeeding Association of America, and they fucking roasted the shit out of me. Do you think I knew what I was talking about? I was 16 talking about breastfeeding. Like, it was so fucking random. And now, like, when I see you know, like the movement furthering, because really breastfeeding is a natural, beautiful thing. Like, you should be able to do wherever the fuck you want. When I see the movement being furthered, I get like a little bit of a pit, because I was part of the problem. So I'm happy that I didn't stop them.
I'm happy for you too. I'm assuming your opinions have drastically changed.
Look, I saw Olivia do it. I couldn't. It's a miracle. It's beautiful. Right, and it's every feeding time, your child. Go for it. My opinion is obviously changed.
Every time we're with Olivia and she like needs to breastfeed and she's like, you know, feeling like a little.
Let me
like,
go oh, to the go. Other we're like, room.
We're like, whip it out. Of course.
Whip right it here. Out. I'm going to be one of those moms too. Like, you will not be able to stop looking at my titty. Like, I will. I'm going to titty feed on the toast. Like, legit.
Yeah, no, there's so much that like goes into the complexities of breastfeeding that if we also like shame women for it, like they just don't need one more thing to worry about when it comes to breastfeeding.
I was 100% part of the problem. And obviously just like growing up, like, becoming older, I realized like how wrong I was, but then also really seeing Olivia, like, it's so gorgeously miraculous. And like when she would like want to go to another room, I'm like, no, stay. Like, it really should be like you should be able to be at a blackjack table, you know, feeding your kid. Like, that's what it should be, that natural. So I'm all for the movement. I just thought it was an interesting anecdote to remember my roots.
Yes, definitely. Well, if you are watching the Golden Globes, which we still need to decide if we are, you'll see this commercial, which it's a very big deal.
Are they going to have a red carpet? Are they all going to be like wearing masks walking on the carpet?
I don't know.
It might be too depressing to watch. Yeah. Because like, and masks really don't go with, you know, kacha.
Yeah. And we went through the nominees a few while ago. I just like, I personally don't care. It's hosted by Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
That makes me kind of
which I'm
watch.
Sure will be good. I just like, I don't know. This whole year, like, I've really, I mean, it's hard because this is like our whole show is just like talking about celebrities, but also mostly ourselves.
Yeah.
I can't with celebrities.
No. And there is something about like these enormously like famous and wealthy people like getting into a room to congratulate one another, which is always like very out of touch. But after the year that America has been through, it's more out of touch than ever.
Yeah. No, I was actually thinking about that because I was like, I think I was doing a Peloton ride and it was Robin. She was like, this year has made everyday, like, heroes out of everyday people.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and like, of course, like, our frontline workers, our nurses, like, there should be an award show for like best nurse of the year. But also, like, the other people who were essential workers who were essential in keeping us all like fed.
Truck drivers,
delivery men and women who like deliver your Postmates and allow you to stay at home and like isolate for 6 months because you're not worried about who's going to bring your food. Like, I want to see an award show for the delivery men and women of the world.
You are so 100% on the nose. And that's why it's just like, oh, great. All these celebrities like complimenting each other and giving each other awards. Like, you guys didn't fucking do anything this year. You deserve nothing.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm good. So I don't think that I'm going to watch.
Me
neither.
But maybe
we'll just like, we'll watch the highlights.
It's the same night as Real Housewives of Atlanta. And that kind of takes, Bolo takes precedent.
Bolo does take precedent. Well, you know what else takes precedent? Our movie recap, Toast Movie of the Week.
Oh, this is our last one.
It's our last one. Our recap is brought to you by Snow. So Snow is a teeth whitener that we absolutely love. It whitens teeth in 9 minutes a day. You see initial results after 3 days. I feel like sometimes with teeth whitening, you need to have so much patience. Like, it takes so much time to do the process and then so much time to see the results. Not with Snow. They have over 500,000 plus happy customers, and it's designed to be pain-free with people, for people with sensitive teeth, which is people like me, because I'm sensitive everywhere, and yeah, especially my teeth.
Especially my in your teeth heart.
Oh, thanks. That's so beautiful. They have spent over $1.4 million in research and development to create the strongest teeth whitening kit possible, and it comes with a six-month supply of whitening serum, so anytime your smile needs a touch-up, you are good to go. The power of a brighter smile can give you increased self-confidence. You can, you know, have the joie de vivre to get that promotion at work, that second date, look better on a Zoom call. Like, you're just, your smile is gleaming, and it's the best feeling ever.
It changes everything. Like, the way you see the world.
Yes. So go to trysnow.com and use our code TOAST for 15% off your first order. That is trysnow.com and use our code TOAST for 15% off. We absolutely love it. And we are always getting complimented on our smiles. And we Snow really is are. Just one part of that equation. And we absolutely love it.
I also get complimented on my body, like, all the time.
Yeah, as you should.
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
Okay, ready for our movie recap? Toast movie of the week. We watched Coming to America, a movie that neither of us had seen, correct?
Yep. And you know what? I had a million thoughts about the movie, but my first was like, damn, I thought Garcelle was the star. She didn't even say one word.
I know. I thought the same thing too. And then
just because the way that, like, on Housewives, they talked about it, like, oh, she's. And so I thought she was going to be the love interest, or at least like a royal.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing, and then I realized, like, close towards the end, her role was pretty small, but still, like, a treat just to see her.
She was so young. And
the cast was so star-studded that it was.
But the cast was also very small, because, as I found out in the credits, Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall played, like, a million different characters between the two of them.
Yes. I didn't realize that when I was watching it.
So on Amazon Prime, which I actually really like, if you pause, like I went to get a snack or something, it actually gives you like a little bubble of who's in this specific scene. So as yes. I'm about to press play, it said Eddie Murphy twice when they were in the barbershop. And it said Clarence Eddie Murphy, Akeem Eddie Murphy. And I'm like, Clarence? And I realized that's the guy who's always talking about like how he met Martin Luther King and he met Muhammad Ali. So I'm like, that was Eddie Murphy. I'm like, oh, damn. And then I realized that Eddie Murphy was playing other characters. I didn't know till the credits that Arsenio Hall was that singer at the pageant.
Me neither.
I had no idea. And I could not, my jaw literally hit the floor when they showed that old Jewish man from the barbershop and it said Eddie Murphy. Like, I was shocked because I was thinking, I'm like, I'm going to come on the toast and say, I don't think I've ever seen such an accurate representation of like an old man from Queens, an old Jewish man from Queens. Like, I thought it was so on the nose. And I'm like, this guy is a great actor. Like, I wonder if he's actually Jewish. It turns out it's Eddie Murphy. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, no, they did such a good job. I think there were so many elements of the movie that were so well done. And one of my favorite parts was like, I really feel like it captured the essence of like New York.
At the time,
yes. And also like New York, you know, like as we know, New York, not New York of February 2021.
Right.
It was just so good when he walked home from his date and he was singing and there were all those people yelling out their windows for him to shut the fuck up. Like, that's me. And that's you.
Wait, are you the person singing or are you the person yelling?
I'm the person yelling. Like, when yeah. there's construction in the apartment next door and you start, like, screaming at the top of your lungs.
I've been there.
You also know they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Been there. Like, I just felt like everything about it was so on point. And that scene where like everybody's yelling at him, like I literally was cracking up. I was like, that would be me.
I was cracking up because I know the movie, he comes to America, obviously, and I assumed it was New York. But when they're deciding where to go and they choose Queens because he's looking for a queen, king. It was funny. It was just like really like smart, funny humor. But it was also like a beautiful love story. Like when they started dancing on that date, I was like going to cry. I'm like, this is so sweet.
No, so sweet. I loved the character of Akeem. Like, he was such a great man.
Everything he said was like a pearl of wisdom.
No, 100%. And you would think like most of the movies that we watch about like royalty and then like the sun comes up and, you know, usually it's like he's spoiled and he would just want a woman who's right. going to do whatever he wants. But like he was so wise and I just like even the scene when the McDowell's, which by the way was so funny.
So funny.
McDowell's got, there was a shooter in there, and like he just was so valiant and brave.
The shooter was a very young Samuel L. Jackson.
I know.
I almost didn't recognize him.
I know. I actually did recognize him, and I saw his name in the opening credits, so I was like waiting for him, and I was like, here's his moment.
Me too. I saw his name in the opening credits, and I'm like, where is he?
Yeah.
Overall, it was honestly a joy to watch.
A joy to watch, and the sequel is coming out imminently, so we're like so ready to watch it.
Oh, actually, I just saw a story. I don't know what the movie's about. I have a feeling it's like him and his wife have a son. That's what I feel like it is, and then the son goes to America.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because the news story was that they nixed Michael Jordan. He was supposed to be, Michael B. Jordan was supposed to be in it, and he ended up just, it just didn't work out. And that would have made sense, like Michael B. Jordan as Eddie Murphy's son.
Yes, but I saw that story too, but I feel like they nixed like just the whole story idea of doing the same movie, like again, like with the son and,
yeah,
you know?
No, so for me, what I got out of the movie was like, I always knew how talented Eddie Murphy was in terms of comedy, but I feel like this movie, and probably why was like his biggest movie and launched him to like a whole other stratosphere's fame, is because it highlighted his talents beyond comedy, like acting, impressions. Like he sang, like he was so good as an actor, as a comedian. Like he was just, the movie just highlighted like his best talents, and I thought it was like, and I had so much more respect for Eddie Murphy after the movie beyond just being a comedian, because it was really like what he did in that movie, playing a million different roles. When he's in the barbershop as himself, he's talking to himself as Clarence, he's talking to himself as the old Jewish man. Like it's a crazy level of talent.
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoyed it very much.
Me too. So
and
that
I enjoyed our whole journey on Toast Movie of the Week.
I did too. I think we picked such fabulous movies. I thoroughly enjoyed watching every favorite? Single one of them. Ooh, my favorite was...
Mine was The Butler.
The Butler. The Butler. Yeah.
What was your least favorite?
Oh.
What did we watch? The Butler, Cinderella, Coming to America, and...
I can't remember what the second week was.
Me neither.
I'm on my phone. What was
Wait,
it?
Wait, like my brain is farting.
Hold what on, I'll it? Find out.
It obviously wasn't memorable.
No, obviously. Hold on.
Wait, it's bothering me so much. Like, what
no,
the
I'm
hell?
Going to our Instagram.
I know
Instagram.
People listening to the podcast are like screaming it into their phones.
Screaming.
What the hell did we watch?
Hold on. Little...
Oh, actually, I really liked that little, but it.
I really liked Little. So,
actually, I really was your. I really liked it. I'm gonna say something crazy. Like, I actually think my least favorite was Cinderella.
I know. I'm gonna say the same thing.
Which is crazy because I remembered it so differently than it actually was, and like we had a great conversation about it, and it was like super funny. But aside from seeing Whitney and Brandy together, and just like seeing Whitney, it was just like this incredible experience. It was. I don't think it was as well done as it could have been.
Yeah, but that's also because it was a TV movie. So it's like you're
the
holding
bar
it
is
up
lower.
Against The Butler, which yeah. was like a motion picture, like sickening, stunning
studio
movie.
Budget.
So, yeah, I just think we watched some really great movies, and so the one that was made for TV was just like not the best one.
Yeah, but no, like The Butler is one of those movies that like changed my life and like changed how 100%. I saw the world. And it was the like, I'm 100%. So, I can't believe I had never seen it, and that's on me. And I'm like so grateful to have seen that movie. And even though like his story wasn't like, it wasn't 100% accurate, like it was based off of someone, but it was highly fabricated. I like, it was just such a stunning movie. I loved it so much. Like I can't, if you haven't been keeping up and there's one movie you want to watch, watch The Butler. It was incredible. And it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. This has been like a wonderful month of content due to all these movies, but The Butler was definitely my favorite.
Yeah. So, oh my God, Jackie, you know what we forgot to do? Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Well, I mean, our singing is garbage when we're remote, so I think everyone was probably grateful for that and was probably glad they didn't hear it and then now just heard it and is upset.
I don't know. I feel like it's the highlight of people's days. I like to think it is.
Yeah.
Who don't believe in sensible rules?
Oh, so fucking good.
So fucking good. This, and by the way, when I say it was my least favorite, it was not bad by any means. And the soundtrack was a fucking 10 out of 10.
I know. And like, I don't think the soundtrack is on Spotify. And that's something that that's needs a shame. To be corrected. Yeah.
Someone has to answer for that.
Yeah. No, it's not right. Remember that time we did a Musical Monday Soul Cycle? And the instructor
played it from like a janky ass YouTube video.
Yes, and the quality was so bad, but we were still on the bikes, like, impossible.
Yeah, and he was literally on the bike, and he was like, he was literally saying what we're saying right now. He's like, whoever didn't put this on Spotify, he literally pulled it up from YouTube. It was the most scratchy ass, like, low quality shit I've ever heard in my life, but we were living for it.
Yeah.
Good Love times. To see it. Good times.
I know you're so excited to get back to SoulCycle.
I'm so excited to get back in bed. You guys, I'm so unwell. The fact that I made it through this podcast like is a testament to how devoted I am to my craft.
100%. And we truly thank you. You gave it your all. I think this was a fabulous, wonderful show. And now take care of yourself. Listen to your body.
Oh, I'm listening. And homegirl is ready to get back in bed.
I understand. So
thank you guys for a fabulous week and a fabulous life, you know. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show. We deliver the fastest stories and you show every Monday, Friday on YouTube. So watch us on YouTube. Please subscribe. Please give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and we're podcasts we found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, wherever you listen. Fun podcasts. We have this beautiful, stunning, smart 5 stars. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.